Pokedex number 221, Pillow Swine. Yana, the First Pillow Swine, by Millie the Kitty 27, read by Sun Kitten Shash. Summary. Welcome back to your favorite podcast, Unknown Wanderer. Today, we're going to be touching on the recent discovery of an early pillow swine found in excellent condition, and what questions she might be able to answer for us. Hello, Eevee1! Welcome to the Great Unknown! I am your beloved Unknown Wanderer, and today we're talking about an amazing subject. I cannot count how many times I've been messaged and tagged on articles about this, so I'm glad to see we're all hyped up. I'm talking about the mummified pillow swine. Everyone's been talking about this brand new discovery. It's one of a kind. A group of researchers far north of the ice path had a spectacular find in an area exposed due to climate change. If you want my thoughts about the melting of the region, I've linked my video from a few weeks ago below. I'll note that this is so new that not enough research has been done on the remains yet. That said, I wanted to talk about it. Obviously, I am so excited. This thing is in spectacular shape. It's got fur and tusks and even little eyes. They're pretty sure it's a girl, and the scientists named her Yana, which is so cute. They're really hoping she's got blood, and maybe even stomach contents. She's just that well-preserved. They haven't been able to determine what killed her yet. That usually does take time, but as you may recall from my video about the Sneasel collection in Celadon City, this area has been known to house some remarkable specimens due to the natural conditions that excel at preservation. That video's from about a year ago, also linked in the description. So what am I hype for? I'll be more thorough another time, but here are my initial thoughts. First is that it is the first pillow swine found in Johto like this. Obviously there are swine up in the area, and we have their remains too, but we haven't found any pillow swine. Many have been found in Sinnoh at this point, and we know they were quite well off there for at least a time, as many of them have been found in what was once known as the Icelands. But for a long time, people thought that the swine up here couldn't evolve. The presence of Yana means that we could have proof that they could evolve here at the very least. My theory is they had their young down in the south, hence the swine-up, then migrated north for something like better food, like the Whalemur do in Hoenn. And we found this remain that far north because that's where the adults are. Obviously we don't know enough about Yana yet to be clear about how old she is or anything like that, but I'd love to see if my hypothesis has any merit. Second is that it is also a pillow swine. It's a Pokemon that you cannot find in the wild here, and, like I said, it's the first one we found remains of. As a reminder, we only recently, as in a century ago, found a living population of Swinub. Before that was only fossils. They were trapped in this tiny area, a little ways south of Yana's discovery spot. It had enough resources for them to survive, but they couldn't escape until after the discoverers left a path behind them. That's why we can find them at the ice path. It's the perfect environment for them. The long-running theory that you all may be familiar with is that their original location couldn't sustain a pillow swine, so they never evolved. That seems to also be the case for the ice path, since you could only find a pillow swine in trainer parties. It's believed that Sinnoh had plenty of space and resources for pillow swine and then mammoth swine, which are not a species seen here because, well, they're just not. Speaking of, I've been looking at the coloring that they've been able to show through early analysis, and there are some interesting colors on Yana, like she might have been about to evolve, or have been a transitory individual as pillow swine began to get the ability to evolve into mammoth swine, or it's a regional thing. The possibilities are so exciting! Third, and the final main talk I've seen, is talking about how this could be the clue to figuring out if there was a mythical ice age. We know that there are tons of theories that there was an ice age, judging by the rock layers and the fossils that have been found, but it hasn't been conclusively proven at this point. Yana could be a step towards solving this mystery, as the presence of a Pokemon like Piloswine means that not only was it freezing cold, there were also adapted Pokemon and plants around enough to allow Piloswine to exist. That's part of why I'm excited for if she has stomach contents, and when we figure out her cause of death, I'd love to see what she was eating and the environment they were growing in. And can you imagine if there's proof she was killed by some great predator, like an ancient Arcanine? It just gets my heart a-thumpin'. There is so much we're going to learn from Yana, and I cannot wait. There's reports that they've shipped her body back to Professor Elm's laboratory, but the researchers are going to keep doing some digging to see what else they can find. I really, really hope they find more. Can you imagine if there's a whole herd of Piloswine just waiting to be discovered? That is all the time I've got for today, though. I'll have a proper video out on Monday about Dear Yana. I've had a mad week at work, so I haven't been able to research and record. Subscribe if you haven't already to join the Unknown Alphabet. We're currently just a little short of 10,000 subscribers, and I'd love to break that. Let me know what you'd like me to do when we do. Don't forget to check out my Payday account, and I can't wait to wander the unknown with you next time. Bye-bye! The end.